get that assurance experientially that they are actually a man.
Sure. I ask my friends, like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
And, well, part of the reason is I've never owned my own car or house, or I still live like a student.
Yep. Yep. Ditto, but...
So do you really feel grown up? I don't even know what that means.
Right. And, well, I know that for me, I mean, I've had the fortune to have spent spent a number of years through the 90s living at a commune. And
Dragonfly.
And seeing kind of my quote-unquote elders that were there are, you know, kind of like the last generation hippies. So... given them in relative context, I can see how, yeah, I'm an adult. And I think the other thing, too, is that it's as I look around at the world, I see why I'm different and that there's good reason for it. And because of that, I no longer question myself on those fronts. You know, I'm constantly questioning myself, but...
Right, but you've got other fronts to work on.
But I got other fronts to work on.
Well, there's something I wanted to mention when you said elders.
Yeah.
Is that I can't remember who it was who said so, but someone had called Hartley an elder.
Yeah.
You know, in the community, in the art community.
Yeah.
And Hartley was... he was wondering why. He's about 45.
Yep.
Right, 46?
Yeah, I'd say 46, yeah.
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 Also a member of Full Metal Booty.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has a lot of experience. He has a lot of helpful advice.
Yeah.
And he still has a lot of enthusiasm to teach people.
Yeah.
But what I said that is that it's not necessarily a matter of age.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people just get old, but you wouldn't call them elders.
Right. Yes. Well, and I think that that's also a part of, you know, how the framework within our society also sort of does not allow that. You know, there's a cutting off of those sorts of wisdoms and the ability for... 'cause by contrast, these days I've been spending a lot of time up in Whitney with some of the native community up there, and there's a framework there. In terms of how the elders are treated, where they fit within in the local kind of culture, and it allows the elder to fall into a natural role, and part of that is that as a just a basic biological kind of process of aging, older memories, like we were just talking about long-term, short-term memory, and the long-term memory, it's not uncommon for an elderly person to have childhood memories come back to them crystal clear that they haven't remembered since childhood.
Right, and to go even further, someone in the depths of Alzheimer's, and they can't recognize their own family.
Yes,
they can still remember if you sing them a song from their youth.
Yes,
they'll sing
right
along.
There. Yeah. No, and those are the sorts of things that I think are just a natural kind of progression. Alzheimer's is, you know, kind of exacerbates it in some very strange ways, but where if given the right context, as people grow older, they can become a repository of wisdom in that those memories of past are historical. That's our history.
And that's a new role that you can take on as you age.
That's right.
Whereas I think the dilemma for old people in our society is often that you lose the roles that you once had.
That's right.
But there's nothing to replace it.
But there's nothing to replace it.
Your family has grown up.
Yep.
You've retired from your job.
Yep.
And you don't know how to work the internet.
Yeah, no, I know. So this is, and that's the sort of thing that again, you know, like, so in each age group, there's been a falling down of certain structures that have not been replaced by other structures. And I think that that's where there's a lot of limbo going on. And I do see that it's part of the reason why there are people that are desperately trying to cling to old ways, that are no longer relevant and may have some inherent and not so goodnesses in them. And you know, they don't want to let go of that because they don't see anything else coming. And but it's the holding on to those things and the not allowing of anything else to be put
that's
in its place.
That's what keeps you from learning.
That's what keeps us from learning. And that's why I think that we are, again, where, you know, our change keeps accelerating, but our transformation has not actually caught up. And the transformation is for us to start to allow some of these systems to emerge, because I don't think they're necessarily the sorts of things that we need to sit down and make happen. I think that it's more about allowing them to happen and look at where we're blocking ourselves from allowing those things to happen. But that's just me. I'm just noticing that it's gone 5 past the hour.
Nobody's coming in after us.
There's nobody.
No.
Oh, okay. We can just keep nattering away or whatever.
Well, I want to go and have dinner with my family pretty soon.
Okay. Then I should.
We have to lock up the station. But yep. If you want to go on longer, you're welcome to stay.
I just have to show you how to shut
the alarm on.
Right. Well, I think that at this point we've had a good show, and I'll be very curious to get home and have a listen to this
As soon as you can download it.
Yep, because as is usual, I mean, I knew this from doing the Full Metal Booty stuff, where I never really hear it until I listen to it afterwards. Because while I'm actually speaking, playing, doing. I'm working from a different part of my brain, the part of my brain that's putting out, not taking in. At any rate, we were gonna run a promo, so let's run that promo, and we will definitely see you next week here on Art Space Noise Space.
See you then.
Goeiedag, u luistert naar Trent Radio 92.7 FM in Peterborough.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen to Thinking Outside the Politically Correct Box with me, Dylan Dolesky, 2:30 every Friday on Trent Radio 92.7 CFFF FM.
Is he allowed to say that on the radio?
We will be listening.
We definitely will.
The new season has started, and I'm hardly familiar with any of the new shows.
Yeah, no, it'll be, and this is certainly, I did see this listed somewhere. I was on the Trent Radio website, I think looking for you on there for something. At any rate, I did see this in there.
Yeah.
So I will definitely check it out.
And that's 2:30 till 3?
Yep.
On Friday. Okay, now we're going to go to Radio Free Peterborough. Mm-hmm. It being the long weekend. There's no operator for the evening.
Right.
And we have to lock up.
Oh, no. don't be worried, folks, though. All of this will be back again on Monday or Tuesday.
Back to normal by Tuesday.
Tuesday for sure. So stick by your radios, folks.
I drink for the moment. Sleep close to waking. Light from the morning sky fills up the room. We all scratch down these alleys with our stories of love. Walking bruised in the moonlight coming down from above. Here's one for tomorrow. Hold your own and begin to whisper the words of that strength from within. Toodaloo, ra-da-loo, toodaloo, ra-da-loo. Stammer ahead with these eyes open wide to put to an end the distance that haunted, to take you and touch you and lay down my side in the silence of dreaming, in the calm of the dawn, in the spire of this wonder as the dance carries on. I hold on to laughter, this light is my guide, to take you and touch you and lay down my side. Traveled in sunlight, traveled in rain. I sail down the ocean, I'd do it again. To make light of a distance, to stand at the tide, to take you and touch you and lay down by my side. To make light of the distance, to stand at the tide, to take you and touch you and lay down by my side. To make light of the distance, to stand at the tide, to take you and touch you and lay down by my side. To make light of the distance, to stand at the tide, to take you and touch you and lay down by my
suspicion here, and soldiers guard the border, and then nothing escapes defection as the inspector comes aboard. Just shut up, shut up, shut up and smile, shut up and behave, cause this train stopped in and it feels like a judgment day. Swinging here like every day's a judgment day. Somewhere out this window, there's people dreaming on the sun, and everybody knows the power there. The healing's already begun.
Godspeed, good people, good night.
All they really want is to be always right,
but their words are gonna haunt them ghosts of working day. Big blade swinging here like every day's a judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
shadow of a hammer in the eagle's neon glow.
Godspeed, good people, good night.
I don't really care to be always right.
My words lay on the ghosts of working day. My words lay on the ghosts of working day. Now the red arrow's rolling, and the lucky ones are going away. The red arrow's rolling, and the lucky ones are going away.
When you're looking for a donut shop, down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. You find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. Well, from Kenora to Cornwall, you can never count them all. From Mississauga to Moosonee, it's our only growing industry, the donut shops of Ontario. You find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. Well, the wonder of Niagara Falls, with donut shops for one and all. It's where the honeymooners flock, so they can see the donut shops of Ontario. You find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. If you crave the deep fried dough, there's plenty down in Toronto. The CN Tower stands so proud above the donut eating crowd, the donut shops of Ontario. You find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. The Thousand Islands are lots of fun, a donut shop on everyone. And in the nation's capital, you'll find a mighty donut hole, the donut shops of Ontario. You find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario, the donut shops of Ontario. No, you don't have to call a cop when you're looking for a donut shop. Down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario.
Inhumanity used its power to ensure that man became as great as he. couple hundred odd years, I takes my walk downtown. Go to my favorite outdoor cafe, pull up a chair and sit down. Over a bottle of wine, I ponder the passage of time. Looking at this, looking at that, wondering if anyone knows. She sits at a corner table alone, smiles when I look her way. It's up with the glass as she crosses her legs, and we both try to think what to say. Over a bottle of wine, I ponder the passage of time. Looking at this, looking at that, wondering if anyone knows. Later, alone in her room in the dark, not far from the outdoor cafe, she tells me I look like someone she once knew, and I thought of him much the same way. Over a bottle of wine.
We're on the phone too long and never quit. destroyed, true if not destroyed. True if destroyed, true if not destroyed. True if destroyed, true if not destroyed. True if destroyed, true if not destroyed.
Hey. eyes and my beard. My baby ain't here. Sometimes it seems so hard to carry on. So I called her on the phone, said, honey, please come home. You know how much I hate to be alone. She said, Arnold, get up off your knees. Sometimes you're just too much to be believed. Why don't you behave more like a man? Go out and find a cause and take a stand. But there's flies in my beard. Baby, you ain't here. You expected I should somehow care, huh? That's why I called you on the phone. Oh, honey, please come home. You know how much I hate to be alone. She said, Arnold, get up off your knees. Sometimes you're just too much to be believed. Why don't you behave more like a man? Go out and find a cause and take a stand. So I hung up the phone, sat there all alone, trying to figure how to be a man. A man is tough, right? Beats up stuff, right? Then lies out on the beach to get a tan. Now these flies were busy buzzing around my head. So I got the brainwave they should all be dead. I'm taking Mr. Androck in my hand. Started beating up the flies just like a man. And when my baby came home, I was still there all alone. But I was standing with my swatter in my hand. She came through the door and cried, who could ask for more? The only thing that's missing is your tan. And I said, honey, would you get up off your knees? Sometimes you're just too much to be believed. Can't you see that I got work to do? When I finish swatting flies, I'll get to you. No flies in my beard. My baby's lying here. We're both too tuckered out to make a stand. Still, I'm glad that she's home. I hate to be alone. Sometimes it's hard for her to understand. How you doing there, babe? Hey, baby, am I your one-man swap team, huh, baby? Go on, don't do that. Don't do that. Sometimes you're just too much to be believed. Hey, baby.
When God's through with us, what she'll do with us is a mystery to us all. People so devout, got it all worked out, hope they're well braced for a fall. Many try to steal their salvation, many try to purchase it too. If they die on that sword, I say forgive them, Lord, 'cause they couldn't figure out what to do. When God left us here, she never made it clear. She didn't leave a list of chores. So we took a guess, abandoned tenderness to fight 1,000,000,000 wars. For the sake of a better martini, for the want of a new VCR. If we seem a bit bored, I say forgive us, Lord, 'cause we can't figure out what to do. Lots of flaws, and we clutch at straws, and we blame our guilt on fate. There's so much of us seem to miss the bus, looking out for pearly gates. It might be really pretty in heaven, but I'd like to look around while I'm here. I don't need no reward, won't you just tell me, please, Lord, what it is I should do. When God's through with us, what she'll do with us is a mystery to us all. People so devout, got it all worked out, hope they're well braced for a fall. Many try to steal their salvation, many try to purchase it too. They die on that sword, I say forgive them, Lord, 'cause they couldn't figure out what to do. If they die on that sword, I say forgive them, Lord, 'cause they can't figure out what to do. Have some patience now, Lord, 'cause once we all get on board, we'll be looking exactly like you. Cha-cha-cha.
I'll walk again. Between us since I left this place.